The X Factor is the biggest talent show on TV, and millions were glued again to the latest series, which launched some incredible new talents. And now, of course, comes the X Factor Live Tour 2019. So we'll have all full dates and ticket links on all our websites. But just to say, it starts in Nottingham on February the 15th, 2019, and it's going to travel across the UK and Ireland, also visiting, now wait for this, Aberdeen, Belfast, Birmingham, Bournemouth, Brighton, Cardiff, Dublin, Glasgow, Hull, Leeds, Liverpool, London, Manchester, Newcastle and Sheffield. Well, my name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it, my special guest today is one of my all-time favourite ever X Factor vocalists, this year's amazing runner-up, Scarlett Lee. Scarlett, how are you?
Hi. Oh, thank you. You made me so happy with that intro.
Well, you should be. I should make you feel tired as well with all them cities that you're going to be visiting over next year. But look, before we do, before we talk about that, let me just say congratulations. And has it sunk in yet?
It hasn't, thank you, but it hasn't sunk in yet. I feel like today and yesterday I've kind of had more time to think and come down to planet Earth a little bit. But it's been such a rush and such a whirlwind that I can't even go to like Tesco's or go to my local shop because people are recognising me. It's really hitting me now, thinking, well, my life has changed. Amazing, I didn't want it to be over.
You've been reading my questions. I've actually got a question down here saying, are you mobbed everywhere and can you go to Tesco's anymore?
Oh my God. Well, no, that is the answer. I can't go to Tesco's anymore.
So, is that a blessing or a curse?
No, it's a blessing. I hate food shopping anyway.
Seriously, though, when you go out now, I mean, do you have to put a disguise on? Do you have to put a baseball cap on and a moustache or something?
I've not actually done that much yet, but I've always gone out, like, I forget that I'll go out into, like, a town or something, and then I think there's something wrong with me, and I'm like to my boyfriend, is something wrong with me? Why are people staring at me? And he's like, Scott, you've just been on the telly, and I'll be like, oh. Because it feels like I'm locked in a screen for so many weeks. Then I come out, but I forget that I've been on TV, and especially being the last girl in the final, there's no other girls to really put me up against. It's really, like, weird.
Well, you know, you started out on the show as a 21-year-old makeup artist from Epsom, Surrey.
Yeah.
And now you're an international superstar, singing with the likes of Robbie Williams. How much of a life changer does it feel?
That is just, it's absolutely mind-blowing. Like, it's not until people say it, like, what you just said to me, that's when it hits you. Like, oh my God, I did do that. I've wanted this from being a baby. Like, this has been my dream for so many years. And I think for me now to finally be achieving it, my mum and my parents, my dad and my mum are so, so proud of me. And it feels very surreal to look around in even your own home and see a picture of you as a baby and then a picture of me now. I think what I've achieved is incredible for my age. And I didn't think I'd be able to do this, and having the no last year and coming back this year, I was nervous, but it was worth it because I've got there. My life's changed, right? And now people know me, and thank goodness it's all for good reasons, and I just can't wait to continue to make music and make everyone happy.
Well, you know what, Scarlett, we are going to talk about the tour, and we're going to talk about where the last season, but what I do need to say is that you've inspired a lot of people with your guts to actually come back.
Thank you.
I mean, you did 2017, and you got to the sixth chair challenge. It must have been a difficult decision to think you were going to have another go, but you're inspiring others. What would you say to other people in terms of following their dream if they get a knockback?
You know what? I was always that person. If I got bullied at school, if I got told I wasn't good enough, I'd listen. And it just happened to be last year, after all the bullying, I went to my dad and I was like, Dad, get me back on that stage. I want a re-audition. And he was like, well, Scarlett, you haven't even had time to process. And it was that moment in my life where I thought, time, I know I'm young, and to a lot of people I'm probably really young, but time, I've been trying this since, I'm trying to get somewhere since I was 9. So my advice to people would be, if it's your dream, it should be dream. It should be made reality and not to be left on the shelf, because my mum has always told me, if you want something in life, you're going to have to go and get it, because everyone else can't get it, so you're the one that needs it. And I've always been a fighter. I think you've just got to have a thick skin in this industry, because you get a lot of people telling you're not good enough. I've been bullied like so bad, and I'm still always going to have those scars, but I will never let it affect me again, because I've made it, and I'm really happy with how far I've come with being kind and being gracious about being here. Never once was I like, yeah, I'm getting through. I was just like, if I get through, it's good. If not, I'll come back, I'll do another thing. You just always got to be positive about it.
Do you know what? The song that I'm going to mention next, which I think is the one that won the Arts of the Nation, and it's certainly Simon Cowell's not only favourite film, but it's his favourite song. This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. That basically sums up what you've just been saying. How much does that song mean to you then, Scarlett?
When I was with Simon and we were thinking of songs to do, and I said, This Is Me, and then I was like, oh no, it's The Greatest Showman again. And he was like, Scarlett, no one's done that on the show, only the lady that sings it. I was like, no pressure. And then what I normally do is I get a song, I go into my room, I have the lyrics printed out, and I'll speak the lyrics through to make sure that I have a connection. So every song you've ever seen me do on The X Factor, there will be an emotional connection or a fun connection to it. And I remember looking back on the lyrics, and it was line after line. It was like, I'm brave, I'm bruised, I'm hurt. And I was like, well, it's literally, what happened to me was literally me being picked up the palm of someone's hands and dropped in thousands of ants that are just attacking me with nasty words and bullying me. And then it was like, what do I need to do to break free? And that song was my breakthrough point. That song was like, I'm here, you know, I can deal with it. I'm stronger than what I've ever been.
There were a tear in my eye when I was watching you sing it. But I mean, it's very emotional. It's very emotional. And Did it actually help you, do you think, to get as far as you got, that particular song?
100%. Like, even though I think I was in the sing-off the day after, they said to me, because you have to plan ahead, they were like, if you were in the sing-off, what song do you want to do? I said, This Is Me. Because out of all the performances I did, that song just meant so much to me. I didn't realise it until Simon was like, I think it's you in a million words, like, that is your song. And it was really weird. It's like someone's written that song for me.
It is, it's absolutely. And of course, you were in the bottom two, amazingly, and you used the song, and at the end, you ended up in the final. I mean, I've got to ask you, what was it like to actually be told you were in the final, and then to be in the final two, waiting for that result? How did it all feel?
It just felt very surreal, I think, especially standing there, like, being in the sing-off, to thinking, oh my God, I've come all these weeks and this is it, I might be going home now. Like, I'm in a sing-off with my friends, it was really, really bad. And then fast forwarding to walking out to seeing your face on a bus, you don't realise that I've been a kid drawing them pictures off my bus with a face on it for years when I was a baby. And to think now that it happened, the feeling is a feeling that I would never be able to describe. I think, have you ever had something in life that made you so happy and you feel fulfilled and you just feel blessed, like that every day you wake up and you're like, oh my God, my life is brilliant, and you look around and see how people struggling in everyday life and you look how lucky you are? That is how I was waking up every single morning, and I still do now. And to be standing at that finals with Dalton, I couldn't wish for no better people to share it with than Anthony and Dalton, and I feel very, very blessed to be stood there, very lucky for the public for voting for me. I just feel like the happiest girl on the whole planet right now.
Fantastic. Well, it's uplifting to hear your comments as well. I do need to ask you, though. I mean, obviously, there's the curse of X Factor, where people who win it don't necessarily go on and do as well as those who don't. Look at One Direction, and I can go on and on. But were there any disappointment that you didn't win?
No, not at all. Like, I've got that quite a lot, because I think people think when you're in the show, you're in it to win it. You're not. Like, literally, trust me, the hours we work every week, personally, to make the show good on a Saturday for ourselves is ridiculous. And all we want to do is just be good and get through week by week. My main thing for me was to be in the final. Once I knew I was past, like, 6 weeks, I was like, oh, I'd love to be in the final now, because it's in arm's length. And then when I was there, it was a bit like, well, but I'd never, ever, when I announced Dalton, I kind of knew he was going to win in my heart. Like, I knew I wanted him to win. He deserved to win it. Like, he needed that. And I just feel proud we're all winners. And at the end of the day, I already did win, because I was the last girl standing in the finals and had good comments, no bad comments or anything. So for me, it was just like a relief to think, look at Louis standing at the side of you and be like, well, you're a prime example. If I don't win right now, I can be successful.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And to be honest with you, you all came across as a big family. I mean, I guess you were rooting for one another, really, weren't you? It wasn't really a case of who actually outright won.
You know what, I remember walking out, like, at the doors, and it didn't hit us, I don't think, until when they said, please welcome your finalists, and it was a bit like, whoa. Do you know what I mean? It was a bit like, when you look around, there's only two people, and you think, what is going on? And then I remember holding Anthony's hand. I remember me and Dalton were shaking like mad. And I was like, oh my God, this is just life changing. And I remember saying to the boys, no matter what happens, we've made it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no first, in my eyes, no one's like first, second, or third. All won.
Absolutely.
Every single one of us have won. And I'm so proud of them boys.
Yeah, and the great thing about X Factor as well is it showcases and exposes brand new talent, doesn't it? Every year, it's just amazing where it comes from. Year after year, it seems to deliver.
Life as well, Graham. It really does. It changes life. Like Anthony, he's turned his life around. I'm so proud of that boy.
Well, everybody's life's going to change, Scarlett. Not least of all yours. I've got to ask you about this with Robbie Williams when he actually said to you he wants you to sing with him. Have you got any more detail? Have you got any more details about that? What's happening?
Yeah, so it's in High Park. I think it's BTS. It's in July, so I'm going to be singing with him there. There'll be tickets. I think there's pre-order tickets available now, and it's going to be to like 65,000 people, which is like six times what I did in Wembley.
Wow.
I just feel like very lucky. He mentioned it to me at rehearsals when we were doing Angels, and I was like, what? And he was like, I want you to perform with me. I was like, yeah, whatever, Robbie. I thought he was saying it to everyone, you know? And then I remember, like, my friend was to me, like, you're going to be singing with Robbie and on stage. And Simon was like, not yet. I don't think so, Robbie. And I was like, I just feel very lucky. Me and Robbie and Ida have grown.
To be honest with you, Scarlett, I think Robbie's the lucky man to have you by his side.
Thank you.
Like I say, an incredible talent. And can't wait. I'm just going to remind everybody that we're going to see you on the X Factor Live Tour 2019. We've got all the full dates on our website. So come on, I've got to ask you about the tour itself. A grueling tour. There's so many cities that you're visiting. You're going everywhere. What can fans expect? What will you be doing on the show?
I just want to perform like me. I'd love to perform some original songs. For me, it's all about just putting the best version of myself out there and having fun. There's no serious to this. So it's all about enjoying it and making people realise, like, hopefully someone could say that about me now, than what I did say about One Direction being there. But it's going to be so much fun. I did write a song with Dalton and Shan, and hopefully we're going to perform that as well on tour. We wrote it while we were in the house. There's so much to do and so much fun to have. I can't wait. Plus, I've not really been to, like, Newcastle. I've never been to Manchester. I've only, like, driven past them. I've never actually stopped there. Ireland and, you know, all these places like Leeds. So I'm so excited to stop off in different countries because I know I've got a lot of fans in each of them.
Well,
amazing.
Two of the big cities that we're looking forward to right here in Yorkshire where I'm based. I'm going to be at both shows. I can't wait
to come there.
So we've got Leeds and we've got Sheffield. Have you got any connections with those cities?
Do you know what? No, I've always wanted to go. And I remember I was talking to Danny Tetley. Obviously, you obviously know Danny.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it, and I was like, I can't wait to go to Leeds, can't wait to go to Sheffield. Because I always hear of it, and my family goes there sometimes. And I've never been, because I've always been so busy, and I don't drive. So I'm just really excited to go. I think the people there are very, when I've had interviews in the past, like you, like genuinely are one of the best interviews I've had, like many are comfortable.
Thank you.
And I feel like that's what the people are like there. They're very much like my family, the way they talk and the way you like be kind to people, and I just think that's really important.
Well, I was going to say, Scarlett, you might have Danny as a friend of people, but you've got another one now, Big G, Graham Walker. So if you're ever around and you need anything, give me a shout.
I will do. Don't move over, Danny. Imagine.
Right, well, listen, again, I'm going to remind everybody, tickets are on sale. You can go on to gigsandtours.com and ticketmaster.co.uk. Great Christmas presents, these. Going to be snapped up. I'm sure that it's going to be a sellout wherever you're playing. Just a final point, Scarlett. Obviously, we've got Christmas coming up and the new year. Just on a personal front, first of all, what's Santa bringing you and what's your new year's resolution?
Do you know what? Santa's going to bring me a nice rest pair of pyjamas. Just chill. I'm just going to have family time with my brothers and my mum and my dad and my nieces and nephews. I just, no present can buy what I'm feeling today. And it's just having all them around me. And my New Year's resolution is to believe in myself more, have more confidence and just be successful. I need another dream now, so I'm going to have to find something else to focus on.
Fantastic. And just finally, in terms of all the people who have supported you this year and are going to be supporting you next year, what's your direct message to all your fans?
To my fans, they are so amazing. Like, I cry every single night. Like last night, I was laying on the bed, I was reading through tweets, and I'm so mind blown by the support. And if it wasn't for them, my dream would have never been able to come true. I'm sitting a very happy girl at Christmas. Like, I've never been so happy putting the tree up this year. And it's all because of the people at home voting for me, and they've changed my life. And I just want to be positive. I want to be a role model for them. And everything I do from now on is thanks to them. And I'm just so, so grateful to have the fans that I have.
Scarlett, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you ever so much for your time. Can't wait to see you and catch
Thank
up with you.
Thank you so, so much.
2019. I'm even forgetting the year. I'm so excited to be talking to you. Thanks a lot, Scarlett.
Good to meet you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.